It was the perfect situation. I was headed toward downtown Greenville and just passing a particular Pendleton Street gas station when a call rang into the notary line regarding one signature and one stamped document. It seemed like pie in the sky. Would this be the quickest call and signing to go down in our notary record books? The signer, who obtained my notary card from OJ's Diner waitresses Shakira and Kiki, met with me within 5 minutes. Unfortunately, the person who signed the document wasn't present. Anyone who does notary work knows that if their state is an appearance state, that signing on behalf of a non-present signer is a big no-no. If a signer or potential signer comes to you with a document signed by someone else and asks you to notarize on behalf of their signature, please beware. Some folks know, some folks don't. So please, notaries, do not beat the person who presents the document over the head. Kindly explain your duties and the proper protocol for notarization in your state. Each state's laws are different, so please make sure you do your research before notarizing that signature. For the state of South Carolina's notarial rules, you may visit the South Carolina Secretary of State's website at the URL located directly associated to this post on greenvillenotary.com.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.